Psycho Fred was lecturing with a cold, limp French fry to a few of us malingerers at the newly christened Leatherheads Pub and Swill. Admittedly, we were deep in our cups, not quite ready to face the music at home, although a few more flatulent fries with ketchup dripping noodled in our faces, anything would look better. "They're all terrorists," he shouted. A fat splotch of ketchup put an exclamation point on Ralph's Carhartt jacket. Another stain only added to the worn look of it, but even so, Ralph rubbed at it as if it were acid eating through to his chest. "Geez, Fred, watch where you're shaking that fry. This coat's American-made." "The hell you say." And for a moment, I thought the invocation of jobs still in this country might swing Fred onto another of his favorite rants, illegal immigration and jobs going overseas. But no, he popped the accused fry into his mouth and said between chews, "A few more boatloads and they'll ramp Sharia law through. The French won't know what hit 'em till it's too late." "Maybe," he wondered aloud, brandishing another greasy potato stick, "they'll get the message now." Ralph was muttering. He'd poured part of his beer on a napkin, was furiously scrubbing the ketchup stain deeper into cotton grown in Bangladesh and sown in Mexico by workers who hadn't yet smuggled themselves north. "I'm getting the message, Fred. Geez, settle down." "It's about free speech, Ralph. Can't you see what's happening?" Ralph shook his head sadly. "I see this ketchup isn't coming out. That's what I see, Fred." Ralph looked like he'd been shot in the chest, blood oozing above his right breast pocket. Jerry, two stools down, laughed out loud. "He means that cartoon of Muhammad, Ralph. They got a right to make fun at someone's religion. That's what he means." None of us waiting for last call were particularly religious. "Damn right, that's what I mean. They don't like it, lump it, or leave the country. All of them." "Or what?" I asked, breaking off from watching Ralph washing his coat with Budweiser. "Round them up. Send them home where they belong. Why the hell not?" "Their free speech," I asked. "Freedom to live where they want?" Ralph stood up suddenly. Fred drew back as if expecting the worst. "I gotta go," Ralph blurted. He lurched out of his booth. "I don't want this to set. Maybe I can still soak it in cold water." "Soak your head too," Ralph called after him, although not loud enough for Ralph to hear. It seemed like the perfect opportunity to call it a night. Facing the music looked like a real good plan. "Wait up, Ralph," I hollered. "I'm right behind you." Sometimes freedom isn't at all what you think.